Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's Jess with you and Charlotte. She does all of our behind the scenes work. You know who she is. Kramer is actually out on vacation. Do you know where he is?
One of the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
The British ones this time?
Somewhere warm, I believe.
Somewhere Caribbean, yes.
Yes, so it's just us, and it's actually a girls' week. So if you've never been here for a girls' week, buckle up, because it's going to be fun. So I was gone for a few days last week and yesterday as well. I actually had to take an emergency trip back home to California because an uncle of mine passed away. And so thankfully I was able to just make a really short trip. I'm super thankful to our boss, Tom, who was working with me to kind of make that happen in such a short amount of time. So I was able to be with my family for his celebration of life, and I actually want to talk about that experience later on in the show. Just hopefully if you're kind of going through anything like that, maybe we can kind of talk through that together. But I will say the silver lining on such kind of unfortunate circumstances is I was actually able to be there for my sister's going away party, which was kind of cool.
I'm so glad you got to be there for that.
Yeah, I'm very, very thankful because like as I was there and with my family and just kind of like observing everyone, I just kept thinking to myself, if I was not here and I missed this, like I couldn't imagine not being there for that moment for her. So that was really, really cool. And I know that it meant a lot to her that I was there. So yeah, that was super special. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I just did a lot of like decompressing. Mm-hmm. I got to see my friend from college I haven't seen in a minute. Mm-hmm. I saw the new movie Heart Eyes yesterday.
Is that scary or no?
Yeah, it was It was scary, but it was silly, which is my favorite combination.
Okay.
So it was a really good weekend.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that. I probably won't be seeing it. If it's scary, it's not for me.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think you'd have a good time at all.
I will say, though, you guys, that was my first trip ever just because, unfortunately, my husband, Garage Boy, couldn't make it home. And that was so, he was so bummed that he couldn't do that. But that was, like, my first trip away from him in, like, I don't know how long.
I didn't realize you went solo.
Yeah, he couldn't come. Yeah, just, like, with financial reasons. And just, it was just such a quick,
that
like,
makes
you know
total
what I mean?
Sense.
But, y'all, I mean, I know all of you are going to roll your eyes when I say this, but, like, I have severe separation anxiety from my husband. And I know all you guys will sometimes tell me about this, how much, like, because I'm like, I don't have a problem. And honestly, I don't think it's a problem until I was having, is it a problem? Maybe. Is it bad?
I think that's just your emotional support, Garage Boy.
I think so.
And especially, I don't know about you, but family can be a little wild sometimes.
You're right. I think with the circumstances, I was like, where's my person at?
Yeah, I think you were like looking for that hand to hold, that comforting look across the room. So I don't think you guys are problematic. I think you guys are very sweet.
Thank you for making me feel better. I hope it's not problematic. It may be a little bit, but even if it is, I wouldn't care.
as long as you still make room for your friendships, that's what really matters.
100%.
You do. So I'm here to validate you.
Thank you.
And
I love you.
Y'all aren't problematic.
I love you so much.
I love you.
If you noticed, we were out yesterday, but it's not why you might actually think. So if you notice that your office at work was a little bit more empty than usual, it wasn't because the flu is going around. It is because of the Super Bowl. A new survey suggests a record number of people took yesterday off because it was the day after the Super Bowl. Now, yes, I was out yesterday, but it was because I had to go back home for a funeral, and we will get more. We'll kind of get more into that later on in the show. But I promise it was not for the Super Bowl. Okay. So according to this new survey from the Harris Poll, an estimated 22.6 million people across the country missed work yesterday because of the big game.
22 million?
Yes, girl. Oh, and that is actually up 40%, 16.1 million from last year's total. And it breaks a previous record of 18.8 million employees who said that they'd be out in 2023. Now, that total includes 3.2 million employees who called out sick. So that also means 3.2 million people didn't even prepare anybody for it. They just like, I'm sick. or that whatever.
Is so funny. I didn't realize this was a thing.
Yeah, girl. But shout out to the 12.9 million people who actually took pre-approved time off saying like, hey, this is something that I need to do. I will not be at work tomorrow, whether you were a Chiefs, Eagles, Kendrick Lamar fan, whatever, you know. But today should be back to normal at the office. But 43% of Marylanders still think the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
That is so funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of support it. Like, if everyone's not going to be there anyways. Like,
honestly, I'm not mad about it. I just feel like, what was that? It was 3.2 million employees who called in sick. I think that's a little wackadoodle. Like,
it's definitely a little whack.
I support if you want to have the day off after the Super Bowl, absolutely, I support that.
Yeah.
But like, prepare. I think that's kind of whack if you just call in. Because honestly, mm-hmm. at that point, we know why you're calling in.
Right.
You clearly are too hungover from the Super Bowl.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
A National Weather Service advisory for today's storm in Maryland has been upgraded to a winter storm warning, taking effect this afternoon through Wednesday morning for the potential of heavy snow. Baltimore County is among a list of school districts closing 3 hours early today. In Anne Arundel County, students will go to virtual learning. Baltimore City has canceled after-school activities. Frederick County will be closing 3.5 hours early. Bowie State University will go to virtual learning, and the University of Maryland College Park will close at 2 p.m. I actually posted a list of the full list of school districts that have announced either early dismissal or if they are making that switch to virtual learning. You can go on our Facebook page and on our Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess. And just after everything that I've just kind of been looking up, obviously we're going to get that wintry mix starting this afternoon. The heavy snowfall is supposed to be later on tonight, and your early commute will be affected. So just please, please stay safe and stay patient on the road.
Someone also just said on the text line, they just announced early dismissal for Howard County as well.
Okay, so, perfect. Yes. Yeah. If there's any updates that we're missing, text us and we'll get you informed as well. 410-583-1065. Thank you for that, Charlotte.
Yeah, of course.
Number two.
Starbucks is celebrating Valentine's Day with new drinks, including a brand new Blackberry Sage Refresher, right? And its creamy coconut milk twist, the Midnight Drink. Fan favorites are making a comeback as well, the return of the chocolate-covered strawberry cream frappuccino and their chocolate hazelnut cookie cold brew. They also have a limited edition red and pink drinkware right now that you can see on shelves. I've seen them out and about. The new tumblers are so cute. It's taking like every ounce of willpower for me not to get any more cups because I just don't have the space. I don't have any more space for my tumblers.
We have the same issue in my house.
Yeah, like what am I supposed to do? They release stuff every single season and I just don't have any room for it.
And it's always cute. So it's like, what's a girl to do?
I don't know.
Number one.
126 million people watched the Super Bowl across all platforms. That is the all-time record. The previous record was set last year at 123.7 million viewers. Apparently, Philly fans trashed the city after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Fans toppled street lights, broke windows, set fires, harassed cops, shot fireworks, fought each other. You know, PA so cray-cray, it'd be like that sometimes. How much did your favorite Super Bowl commercials cost this year? Advertisers shelled out close to $8 million on average for a 30-second spot. Spotify streams for Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us jumped 430% in the hours following the Super Bowl. We love that for him.
I know, that's right.
Absolutely. Streams for his overall catalog increased by 175%. That's amazing. And what was Drake doing during all of this? Well, while Drake was getting roasted in New Orleans, he was actually thousands of miles away performing in Australia on tour, and he actually gave $45,000 to fans. All right, Drake, whatever. Did you know, also, I didn't know this. I think this is so whack. Did you know that families of Super Bowl players have to buy their tickets?
What?
What in the world?
Do they they don't get like, is it like graduation where you get like a set number to give away?
Each player's family can purchase up to 15. So they can't get more than 15, but they still have to buy them out of pocket.
Is there a discounted rate?
I don't know.
That's heinous.
No, that's criminal. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that you're not gonna cover my family expenses? Like, these players have been working their entire life to get to this game, and then on top of that, they have to buy the tickets for everybody.
Yeah.
I think, okay, honestly, I don't think that you should get 15 free tickets, but I do think that you should get like an allotted, what, six?
Yeah, I was going to say at least four.
At least four.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's
and
wild.
So many players are there because of the support of their families.
Exactly.
For years.
It takes a village. In NFL, you have the money. You were just charging these people $8 million for 30 seconds to see the sloths in slow motion. I loved it, by the way. That was my favorite Super Bowl commercial. I don't know what it was for, but like, come on.
Justice for the fam.
Justice for the fam. This is Jess, and that's your top three. Losing a loved one is never easy, but celebrating their life can bring comfort, memories, and even moments of joy, just a lot of emotions. And that's what I went through over the weekend. It's Jess on Mix 106.5, and I was actually out for a couple of days last week because my uncle passed away, and I flew back home to California for his celebration of life. And these kind of circumstances always leave your emotions just kind of all over the place because it's a difficult time, right? And it's really hard seeing your loved ones go through loss. And then at the same time, it's so beautiful seeing everyone come together. But when I was at the celebration of life, I was looking around at my family and all of these old pictures of him. And I caught myself feeling this like overwhelming sense of fear, hoping that I don't forget all of these childhood memories that he's a part of, that my family is a part of, because I'm at that age where I can start to see my family members get older. And being at the celebration of life reminded me when I lost my papa, my grandpa. Now, that is the heaviest loss I've experienced in my life and something that my family still struggles with to this day. And so much time has gone by that I find myself having a hard time remembering certain parts of him. And that honestly scares me. And it's difficult for me to think about that sometimes. And as I was back home at my uncle's celebration of life, I sat there looking around the table, like at these faces who have lit up my world my entire life. Just so thankful for them, and watching my family members enjoying each other's company who they haven't seen in a long time because, you know, that's just how life is. And when I got home, that inspired me to write some things down, like some of my favorite memories of my papa and of my uncle of Dallas. Like when I saw him perform live music for the first time when I was a little girl and I was looking up at him on that stage, I thought he was a real life rock star. Mind you, as an adult, it was like, it was at a bar, it was so small. But like me as a little girl, I really thought that he was a real life rock star. And I don't want to wait until I'm at something like a celebration of life to remember. So, to be honest, like that, I guess, practice that, like, I mean, whatever we want to call that, that really did help me. Because I feel like, unfortunately, it's not until like times like that that you try to remember, and then you have this overwhelming sense of fear when it's really, really difficult to like to call back on those memories. And Charlotte, you were saying that you actually went to your grandmother's celebration of life this last year.
Yeah, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I had a very similar experience to what you're saying. I think it almost didn't feel fully real until we got to have that moment where all my family came together and we had all the photos. And I think just talking about someone, you feel their love, you know, and I think remembering how they made you feel, it helps bring back more of those memories.
Right.
At least for me. I don't know if it sounds like you had that experience, too, because you were able to write down a bunch from it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you happen to be going through the same thing, if you're in the process of planning a celebration of life or just trying to find peace in loss, I think it is a very helpful practice to try. Don't wait. Write the memories down now to help you remember, to help you heal, and just to help you keep their spirit alive. It's Jess on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Tuesday. This is your friendly reminder that this Friday is Valentine's Day. And yes, you still need to ask your wife to be your Valentine.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. Kramer is out on vacation, so it's just Jess with you this morning and Charlotte. And welcome to Nieces Know Best. Every single week, I chat with my nieces. Maya is 10. Abby is 12, turning 13 in a month. It's fine. I don't want to think about it. But I talk to the girls every week just about life and just about, you know, things, current events, because I think that kids are just unapologetically themselves and are so honest that they cannot help it. And with Valentine's Day coming up in a few days, I was just curious, like, what do they think you should be getting your partner for Valentine's Day? Take a listen. So this week is Valentine's Day, and I know, and I'm curious what you guys think adults should be getting each other for Valentine's Day. This is also my first Valentine's Day as a wife, which is like crazy, but like, what do you guys think? What do you think that adults should be getting each other for Valentine's Day? Abby, you go first.
I think like doing things together. Going to an aquarium.
Yeah.
Or like making cookies.
Yeah, yeah, like heart-shaped cookies. Or like cookies with like red and pink like chocolates or M&Ms in them. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Maya, what do you think?
Maybe you guys could like watch a movie together or play video games together if you like doing that kind of stuff. I like playing Animal Crossing. You could also eat more chocolates. Mm-hmm. That's
very sweet. So I'm hearing it's really just an excuse to like have as much sweets as possible.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Listen, like whether you're in a relationship or you're doing Galentine's or whatever, I love a theme. Like I feel like that like Valentine's Day is the only other like acceptable holiday throughout the year that you can just like binge on candy, and at least this time it's like so cute, decorated with roses all over the place.
Exactly. There's so many cute like cupcakes at the grocery store right now and stuff. Like I was there the other night and I was like, I love a theme. How am I not supposed to want the cute heart-shaped everything right now? No, you know what I
mean? That's what I mean. And I feel like it's either whether you want to get something for your partner or if you just want to like celebrate with someone that you love, whether it's like your best friend or whatever. Also, side note, do you think we should bring back like, because you know when you're at school and you get all of your friends Valentine's Day cards and you always have to get, and you have to give everyone, I mean, I don't know if they still do that, I'm assuming, but you had to get everyone a Valentine's Day card in your class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should we do that at work and like still get like the little kid ones?
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be cute?
And I think we need to like, I don't know. We need to tell our friends we love them more.
Like, yes.
Platonic love is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should start doing candygrams again.
We should.
Adult candygrams. Bring them back.
Maybe. I think I might be bringing
everyone.
We're
going to start a trend.
Let's do it on Friday.
Should we do this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
We're doing it on Friday.
Doing it.
It's Jess on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Now.
Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Happy Black History Month. The nation's oldest historically black athletic conference returns to Baltimore. The 2025 CIAA Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament will be held at CFG Bank Arena later this month from February 25th to March 1st. And this event is expected to bring more than 150,000 student athletes and basketball fans to the city. And this is really cool. This year, the CIAA today is celebrating the 50th year of the women's tournament. Mm. So the event will serve as a tribute to the achievements of women athletes. You can get tickets and all the event info at CIAAtournament.org. And in celebration of the 50th year of the women's tournament, they're going to have a women's empowerment town hall, a brunch and panel, along with tons of events focusing on leaders in women's sports.
That sounds incredible.
I love that so much. Actually, speaking of women's sports, my favorite Super Bowl commercial was the Nike commercial focusing on female athletes. And I just love it. Obviously, if you're a female athlete or someone, you know, either, you know, if maybe your daughter has been playing or like you've been close to that, I'm sure how you feel is like, where have y'all been? You know what I mean? But I love that female athletes are finally getting the flowers that they deserve.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
At this point, we are all aware of the nationwide egg shortage hitting grocery stores. And now Trader Joe's and Costco are limiting egg purchases. Yes, with signs restricting shoppers to just 1 or 3 dozen, depending on the store. The shortage stems from a massive bird flu outbreak that's wiped out around 8% of egg-laying hens across the country, sending prices soaring and leaving shelves bare. The crisis has even prompted restaurants like Waffle House to add temporary surcharges to egg-based dishes. I was at Sprouts in Towson yesterday, and there were no eggs on the shelves.
That's just mind-boggling to me. It's just crazy how fast this has happened.
But I know, I'm nervous.
I'm kind of glad they put that rule in place because, like, remember COVID when everyone just went crazy and bought all the toilet paper? And it's like, we would have been fine if everyone just bought a normal amount of toilet paper.
Yes.
I feel like this is, like, a similar situation. It's like, we're going to get through it. Like, just buy a normal amount of eggs.
It's probably smart for the stores to have, like, a limit there because...
I think so.
Yeah, we also, you know, need some eggs. Of course, there are alternative protein sources like chickpeas for, you know, your morning meals, FYI. You know, just maybe throw some in there. But yeah. I miss my scrambled eggs, too.
Number one.
Chappell Roan is keeping the pressure on the music industry after her bold Grammy speech calling for better wages for healthcare artists. It's a new Instagram story. She clarified, quote, "Sharing my personal experience at the Grammys was not meant to be a crowd-funded band-aid, but a call to action," referring to multiple artists chipping in to Backline. It's a nonprofit supporting artists' mental health, following her comments. The Pink Pony Club singer previously fired back at a former music exec who called her speech, quote, "wildly misinformed." Chappell posted, quote, "Random dudes are allowed to criticize my Grammy speech, but they best put their money where their mouth is."
Yeah.
She backed up her stance with a $25,000 donation to Backline herself, kicking off the donation chain, saying, "Fans, y'all don't have to donate a penny. There is much more work to be done here. Fellow artists, I love this so much. Noah Kahan and Charlie XCX have also stepped up with donations of their own, with Charlie XCX praising Chappell's Grammy speech as inspiring and thoughtful from a genuine place of care.
I will defend anything Chappell does.
100%.
But this is one of my favorite stances that she's taken, like standing up. I think she's so pro-musician,
yes,
like fellow musician. I love that she shouted out smaller artists that deserve more attention.
Right, when she did that announcement herself.
And I just think it's so corny to write an article like that when you're literally like the one, like he's a record label owner or manager or something like that I was reading. So it's like, clearly you have a stake in this and there's a reason you're saying that. And I'm just proud of Noah Kahan. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Charlie Chappell, like, they don't have as much money as a record exec, but they're still like, this is what we believe in. And I'm really proud of them. I think that's awesome.
I agree with you 100%, Charlotte. And also, too, I will say, like, seeing Chappell Roan's acceptance speech at the Grammys, she brought up such a, like, impactful point that you don't really think about until someone mentions it to you. But it is true. A lot of these artists are getting picked up when they're very young. Mm-hmm. They're like, I mean, some are as young as, you know, 12, 13 years old. And then you're told to invest all of your time and focus into your artistry. And then all of a sudden, if the label kind of gets sick of you or doesn't want to spend any more time on you, they drop you. And what experience do you have from that? Like, how are you? And then exactly when she's talking about healthcare and benefits of a, like, they don't have any of that. And exactly. Which is why when she got dropped from her label, she didn't have anywhere to go. And so I love that this is getting focused on right now. And just shout out to Chapel Round. That
extreme rise and fall of the Midwest princess.
Absolutely. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. We actually have Anonymous on hold. If you don't remember, she was considering last week betting her divorce on who wins the Super Bowl over this last weekend. She and her husband have been married for about 7 years, and the last two have been very, very difficult. They do have two kids, and she was expressing how they, you know, tried everything, and they had a few glasses of wine, you know, and for some reason, the idea of betting the decision on whether they stayed together or not, they thought, you know what, at this point, let's just bet it on the Super Bowl. So let me get Anonymous on just so we can find out what exactly happened. Hi, Anonymous, are you there?
Hi.
Okay. So I was actually out last week, but Kramer and Charlotte filled me in on your situation. And I also went on our on-demand podcast just so I could hear everything. And I have to say, selfishly, I am a little happy I wasn't here, because listening to your situation gave me so much anxiety. And then watching the game myself, I was like, I was so stressed for you. So what exactly did you end up doing? Because also, I didn't catch, like, what team you guys said, who was who, like, if they won or if they lost, whether if it was the Eagles or the Chiefs. Like, I don't know, unless I missed it. I don't know if you determined that part.
It was kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie. It was the middle of the game, and it felt like, it literally felt like a rom-com. I'm not even kidding you. We just looked at each other, and just start crying, and we just realized how much we love each other, like right there in that moment, and how we just kind of spilled everything out. We were just like, we can't do this, like this is crazy, like this is insane. And I know it's been difficult 2 years, and I probably should have mentioned, like, yeah, we've been dipping in like therapy and all this, but I don't think either of us were really like in it, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't really consistent. And we were just like, we're going to try to, like, it was just a really beautiful moment. I don't know.
So you guys are staying together. You're not going to get a divorce.
Yeah. We're going to stay together. It just felt like the fact that we were even sitting there considering it is like, we don't want to do this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes. And then we just had a beautiful night together. The kids were at our grandparents, and it was just the two of us. It was just, yeah.
Did you even get to the point of deciding which team was going to determine what? Or when you guys were watching the game, you couldn't even get to that?
We didn't even get to it. We were just looking at each other teary-eyed. Like, we were just like, we couldn't even concentrate. Like, we were concentrating on the game, but really, we were just like freaking out inside. Really?
And I'm so curious, because it's like, when I was listening to it back, you had mentioned all of these things that you guys were trying. What do you think it was about kind of like this playful but very seriously intense bet for your guys' marriage? Why do you think that's what it took to get you to this place of wanting to stay together?
I think it was almost like that all or nothing type of energy, where it's like, oh, well, this will end this, and it's not even our choice.
Aww.
And everything can fall apart at any second. And it felt so, I don't know, it felt surreal. It felt like I said, like it felt like out of a rom-com. Like, we just started looking at each other. We're like, this is life or death kind of energy, you know? And then, it felt really intense.
Oh my God. Well, I'm happy for you. I've been stressed all weekend. Like, I wasn't even here and I was freaking out. And like, I mean, I know that you guys have been through it. I know it's been a tough couple of years, but I'm truly, truly happy for you. And if this is what it took, you know, Super Bowl game, then I guess that's what it took. And we just wish you all the best.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.